What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, September 13th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. officials say they are optimistic that they can bring Mexico on board with multi-billion dollar plans to boost regional production of semiconductors and renewable energy. The two sides met yesterday in Mexico City for an annual economic dialogue. However, U.S. officials also said Mexico needs to do more to stabilize electricity prices in light of a dispute with American companies over energy. The country's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, said he has met with around 18 U.S. energy companies and reached an understanding with most of them. The Justice Department says it would accept a candidate proposed by former President Donald Trump's legal team to serve as a third-party arbiter to review documents the FBI seized from Trump's Florida home. Prosecutors said Raymond J. Deary, a former chief federal judge in New York, has the qualifications to fulfill the role of special master, as do two other former federal judges proposed by the DOJ. It is now up to the judge overseeing the case to make the final selection, though it isn't known when she will do so. Twitter whistleblower Peter Zatko, who has accused the company of widespread security failures, is expected to testify at a Senate hearing today. Twitter has pushed back against its former security executive's claims, arguing that Zatko was making misleading statements. The Senate hearing is set to begin hours before Twitter shareholders are expected to finish voting on whether to approve Elon Musk's $44 billion takeover deal, which he is trying to abandon. The Wall Street Journal has reported that Twitter shareholders are poised to approve the takeover by a wide margin based on early voting. Markets in Asia closed mostly higher, while European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged higher, and investors will be watching U.S. consumer inflation figures due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.